Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke-Ward Mills. Dyke-Ward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke-Ward Mills. That draws us to you.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for what you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, today is a Thanksgiving Sunday. So, I want to explain something to you so that we can carry on. Amen. Now, how many have prayed for some things this year that you don't have, even though the year is ending? Raise your hand. Look around and see. All of us have that experience where we prayed for certain things and the certain things didn't happen. True or not true? So I want you to know today that there is a key of thanksgiving that can be deployed, amen, that can release things which other types of prayers cannot release. Amen. Now, if you grow up in a place where you are taught some manners, when somebody gives you something, you say thank you for what the person has done for you. In fact, I am told in England, if someone stretches out his hand to give you a present or a gift, you say thank you whilst the person's hand is stretched out. You haven't even yet received the gift. You say thank you. Now, in Ghana, we have different ways of saying thank you, depending on your tribe or whatever. It's not good to be conscious of tribes. Please don't be conscious of the tribe you are from. Even countries, it's not good. If you go to Rwanda, you learn it better. It's not a good thing. They were so conscious of whether they were Tutsis or Hutus, and ended up killing themselves. So it's not a good thing. Satan makes you conscious of things. That's why sometimes when people marry from different countries, sometimes they are the best couple that you could ever have. The best, flowing, you know. Because sometimes the person you need to marry is not even in your country. True. And sometimes the person you need to marry is not even from your tribe. Now, don't get angry with me. I'm just preaching. Now, listen. When Satan interacted with Adam and Eve, what happened to them? They immediately became conscious of something that they had been okay with and had not noticed. You see? Because their bodies had been naked. So they had been seeing each other's nakedness. For we don't know how long Adam and Eve lived before the fall. Maybe they had been living for a few thousand years. But as soon as they had some contact with Satan, Eve became conscious of Adam's penis. Am I saying something wrong? And Adam became conscious of Eve's body. Yes. Am I saying something wrong? Yes. And so when God came in the cool of the day, he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? Who told you?" Look at it, Genesis 3. Who told you? Or who made you conscious of something that is not bad or evil? Or there's nothing wrong with it. Who told you? So wherever you have people becoming too conscious of certain things, or that you are white, or you are light brown, or you are black, or you are Indian, or you are from West Africa, or you are from, you know, in Southern Africa, they call us the Northerners. If we are here, we are the Northerners. West Africa is north. Oh, they are from Africa. Oh, they are from... It changes, it brings in evil. And that's why today, a lot of churches, white churches, are dying and will actually not just die, but will disappear. Because what they need now is found in a skin color that is they are very conscious of. That this color means something negative. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you may have found the most ideal person for your life, but then you become so conscious. Oh, you are from Ghana. Oh, you are from Nigeria. You know, Ghanaians and Nigerians, many times their marriages don't work between Ghanaians and Nigerians. Yes. Meanwhile, we are probably the most similar, most alike in this West African zone. But many marriages, Ghana, Nigeria, doesn't work. Because they will blame everything on the country. A normal marriage. Yes, with normal problems. You've squeezed the toothpaste from the middle instead of from the bottom. You attribute it to that the person is from Nigeria. That is why he has squeezed it from the middle. Or is from Ghana. That is why he has squeezed it from the middle. You don't like my preaching. So what I am saying is, being conscious of something that God has not asked you to be conscious of, it shows that Satan has had some contact with you. And that your great blessing could have come from there. But because you are super conscious of it, of something negative, it's cut off from you. Yes. So, you see the outplaying of it, you know, in the genocides that we've had. And even in Ghana, you know, recently when we had elections and everybody became conscious of who is an Ewe because of K2 South, who is Ashanti, and so on, you see that an evil spirit was coming to the country because we were not conscious of it. My best friends when I was in secondary school were all Ewes. I never knew that they were Ewes. I didn't know that they were Ewes. Because it did not occur to me. Two of them. I don't want to mention their name, but typical Ewe names. If I mention you, I mean, they were my best friends, but they didn't know they were. It was when the election came on, about 20 years later, that I realized that, oh, they were Ewes. But it had never occurred to me. It's not a good thing. You lose your best friend. You lose your spouse, you lose your business partner, you lose a good thing for your life just because of you are so super conscious. That's why some people will stay unmarried. Yes. You'll be there like that. I didn't mention your name, please. You want to argue before the end of the year? I don't know who they are. You can check and see who are these. Somewhere at the back. So don't be too conscious of things that are not from the Lord. I was in Rwanda and saw one of our missionaries. He had married a beautiful Rwandan lady. Yes. And then he was giving a report of his marriage. And he said, I have a nice and a peaceful marriage. Yes. Which you can't say for some missionaries who are married Ghana. Yes. Ghana. Kotoko and Olympics. Yes, you can't say that. Some of the missionaries are having a tough time and they are married Ghana. But this one was Ghana, Rwanda, and it was working. They were scoring goals every day. Yes. What a blessing. I don't know how we got into that. But my topic was Thanksgiving. All right? Now, Thanksgiving, maybe you haven't had something that you desire from God this year. But Thanksgiving is a way. Jonah chapter 2. Verse 6. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, and the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, you know the story of Jonah. I don't have to tell you the whole story. You know Jonah's story, isn't it? He went, was swallowed by the whale. Okay? And he was inside the whale stomach. Now, just a quick, remind me to come back to this. You know, the heart of a whale is the size of a car. Like the size of a Hyundai, like a Santa Fe. Yes. The size of the heart of the whale. So you can imagine the stomach. For those of you who don't believe that Jonah was in the stomach of the whale. And the amount of oxygen that must be in the stomach. Yes. A blue whale. They are massive. So, Those of you who don't have faith, at least you have science. And I'm telling you the size of the heart of a whale. Now, verse 7. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is to the Lord. Amen. So whilst Jonah was in a crisis, and it seemed as though things were going in the opposite direction of what he had hoped for, he said, I will sacrifice unto thee. Amen. I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. Amen. And I will pay that which I have vowed. Verse 10. And the Lord spake to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. So if you want the fish to vomit you out from whatever crisis you are in, amen? You must learn, if you want verse 10, you must learn to read verse 9. You are coming out of every dark hole in your life. Do you believe what I'm saying? So today we are here on Thanksgiving Sunday to thank God as we are ending the year. Today is the last day, last but one day of the year. Today is the 30th of December. Tomorrow is the 31st of December. Okay? Now, we are thanking God, even though you may be inside the pit and it seems like your prayers have not been answered about whatever. Okay? Are you there? Then we are going to give thanks. Verse 9. I will give thanks to the Lord with the voice of thanksgiving. Now, one of the reasons why some quarrels are never resolved is, you can see from this verse, I will give you thanks, I will sacrifice with a voice. You see, sometimes the tone of voice, you may say the right words, but the tone. Okay, I'm coming just now. The voice is too sharp, and the tone of voice is negative. The food is over there. If that's what you want. The tone of voice. Huh? I said I'm coming. The tone of voice. See, he said the voice of thanksgiving. Like the voice has thanksgiving. The voice. Not the words. The voice is carrying a tone of thanksgiving. You can sense humility even in a voice. Yes, in a grateful voice. Yes. Anyway, I want to say thank you for what you did yesterday. You see, it is the words of thanksgiving, but it's not the voice of thanksgiving. It doesn't carry, the tone of voice doesn't carry the message of thanksgiving. I want to thank you for yesterday and all that you did in the past. Thank you very much. And again, I want to say thank you, please. I hope you heard what I'm saying. I'm saying thank you, please. I want it to be on record. I want you to know that I appreciate all that you've done. A spouse was dying, and the last minute she spoke to the husband. Thank you for standing with me. Thank you for standing with me. And that was it. Yes. A voice, a tone of voice. So you see, you can't legally come up, those who are argumentative, when you say that, the way you said that, thanks, the way you said thank you, I have a problem with that. You say, what is wrong? Did I say thank you? I didn't say thank you. And you said thank you. So you see now, you see, we need a voice recorder to use as evidence that even though you use the words of thanksgiving, it was not with the voice of thanksgiving. Yes. Yes. There are people who come to you trembling, looking at you with certain eyes. They don't even have to speak. They are saying thank you. They're just saying thank you. The posture of thank you. Thank you for marrying me. Since today is our anniversary, thank you for marrying me. I just want to say thank you. Tell somebody, I'm leaving arguments behind in 2018. I'm not going to be argumentative in 2019 in Jesus' name. Are you not tired of arguing about things which are never resolved? You don't have evidence because we can't record your voice tone. And talk about the tone of voice. So please, thanksgiving. Now, whatever crisis, whatever you haven't had this year, I want us to say our last effort and our last petition to God is going to be with thanksgiving. We are going to thank Him. Amen. And we are going to bless Him in all that we have. Amen. John chapter 6, verse 10. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Now Jesus took the loaves and prayed and said, Satan, get thee behind me, spirit of lack and poverty. Go out of this field now. What did Jesus do? He took what was not working, what was not going to work at all, and he said, thank you for what is not working. I thank you for what is not working. Do you think he had a tone of voice towards God? Anyway, these 5 loaves, you yourself should know how many we are. As you've given us 5 loaves to feed 5,000. I don't want to complain. I said, I don't want to complain. But you yourself should know how many we are. And that this salary is not enough. This money is not enough. And how many of us have something that is not enough? Raise your hand if you have something that is not enough. You have a man you've married, he's not enough. It's not enough of a man. He lacks certain dreams, certain ideals, certain things that were in your dreams for a man. He doesn't have it. It's not enough. You thought that your man would be like this. But now the man you have, he doesn't even know. First of all, he doesn't have a car. And then second of all, the one that has a car, he doesn't open the door for you. Like he's not that kind of a man. Open your door, we are all tired. How many have ever had a beloved who was not up to scratch? Raise your hand. Oh, you have everything. Okay. I'm preaching the wrong message to the wrong. I'm going to preach to other. Oh, this side are more. I think I was in the wrong section here. How many have ever had a beloved that wasn't exactly as you wanted? Aha, these people are. It wasn't enough.
We're changing our mind several times.
Wow. Sit down. One day I had a car. A very good car. Yes, it was a good car. It was a good car. If I give you that car now, you see how you'll be the king of kings in the area of your in your area. You know the problem I had? I had a problem. I wanted to give it to somebody. And I had a problem. I didn't know who to give it to. Because I didn't know who would be grateful. Yes. Because a lot of people are not grateful. You give them something, they say, look at this, 6 loaves. 6 loaf car. 2 fish car. You've brought me a problem. You've given me what? A problem. An old car. I struggled to find somebody who would have an attitude of thanksgiving. Now, I found one. And I gave it to him. He was very happy. Yes. He was very happy. You see, God is looking, struggling to find people who will be happy. Try to be in a relationship for some time before you marry. One of the things I'll point out, look out for you, is whether you have a grateful person. And somebody who is always upset about something. It's not a good person to be with. Yeah. Always there's something wrong. It's almost genetic. Oh, yes. You know, if you have different children, you know, or even if you know some children from when they were small, sometimes you see some traits when they are small that you'd be surprised that this is in a child. A child who is 2 years old. It makes you wonder whether some negative things are not genetic. I mean, I think some things are. So you must be sure you are not with a genetically unthankful person. Yes. There are some girls who are never happy. There's always something wrong. No matter what you do. Don't tell me to say, what about boys? If that thought was in your mind, I promise you, you must leave this church. You must go to another church to listen to another preacher. I'm not the person who should be preaching to you. I promise you that. Yeah, you are in the wrong place. You are not receiving what. Don't say, if you said in your head, what about the boys? You are in the wrong church. I promise you. I'm a pastor. I know what I'm saying. Go somewhere where those thoughts don't occur to you. Where the person is balanced. He preaches a bit to the girls. He preaches a bit to the boys. It's very balanced and mature. I'm not that way towards you. So go to that place. As soon as that thought came to you, what about the boys? Then you are in the wrong church. I promise you, you should leave as soon as we close. Go. If you don't want to leave UD Lighthouse, we have Kodesh, we have Kadesh, we have Adenta. We have many, many, many churches, except here where I'm preaching. I'm serious. Tell the person that he's very serious and what he's saying is very true. No, I'm serious. You shouldn't be here. Yeah. Jeremy, do you agree?
I agree. You're talking to someone, yeah.
As soon as those thoughts come to you, you are in the wrong place. Yes, the wrong church. My kind of preaching will not help you. No. Every preaching, you'll be playing table tennis with it. Play back, back, forward, back, forward, back, forward. All right? If you are a girl and you feel it's not in the favor of girls, go to where they are favoring girls or where they are balanced or maybe where they are mature. You get what I'm saying? Yes, because God hates a false balance. So if it's an unbalanced, be there. It will be balanced for you there. All right? Okay. I hope I'm making you see. 2019, we are crossing to 2019 without certain problems. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Now, what was I saying before you told me about? Genetic. Yes. It's inherent. Some people are like that. You see, 2 years, stubborn at the age of two. Sleep in your cot, you want to come out at the age of two. You have learned to have your own way. I don't know where it came from. Now, Jesus did what? He gave thanks for 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then he started to distribute to the disciples and those that were sitting down with what was not enough. Amen. That's how we built all our churches. With what was not enough, we started to build the church. Yes. Look carefully. You are not likely to find some financier somewhere. You know, many churches you can point. Oh, this, you see this big business that everybody knows the name is a backer of this church. If you look closely, you are not likely to find such people here. Not that we don't want. We want it. Maybe my preaching is not balanced enough for such people. Yes. 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 Maybe. I don't know. But with what we have, you get it? Thank you for what we have. Start building. And we are here. Amen. So I am saying to you, thank you to God for what you have, which is some way and not working. Truly, just 2 people, 2 fish, Charlie. I mean, even if you eat every part of the fish, which I'm sure they were eating every part, I don't think there was anything left. It won't go far. Yeah, it's not going to work. But Jesus said, thank you. And later on, at another part of this same John, he said, and they came to Tiberias where Jesus gave thanks. They described the place as the place where Jesus gave thanks for the bread and the fishes. So the giving of thanks was of great note, very noteworthy. Yes. So that's why I'm advising you, don't be in a relationship with anybody who is not thankful and happy, especially happy. The happiness is part of thanksgiving. So I'm happy to be with, I like you. I'm excited. Wow. Oh yeah, it's great. We are blessed. That's part of Thanksgiving. But a person who is not happy. You see, that's why I said that if you are here, and when I preach and I give an example, it's not, you don't like that example. Immediately your mind goes, what about this? You should not be here. I promise you. And I'm not joking. You should go to, you will see there are, God has servants. More servants. They won't even give examples like I'm giving. It will never come up on such a, even you will not even have, you just coolly go through the message. Coolly. Yes. Are you there? Yeah. I will see whether you can ever become a lady pastor. That's when you see who favors ladies. Psalm 96. Now let's look at Amos 4. Amos chapter 4, verse 5. And offer, Amos 4 verse 5, a sacrifice of thanksgiving with living, and proclaim and publish the free offerings. For this liketh you, O ye children of Israel. Everybody, take out a piece of paper. I want to put your thanksgiving in front of the cross. Take your paper and thank God for something. Please don't write your name or your number. And even change your handwriting a bit so that in case somebody is good at reading handwriting, he can never see. Whatever you want to say thank you, whether it was enough or it wasn't enough, we are going to say thank you, Lord. Amen. I don't mean thanking God only for the good things. Yes. Give thanks in everything. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So take out your small paper. It doesn't have to be big. Some of you are getting pages. We are not writing essays. It's something symbolic. We are going to collect it and put it there. Can I get a bucket? Somebody help me. Get me a bucket. We are going to put it there. And we are going to say, thank you, Jesus. Yes. And those of you who are always not happy, you get it. You are going to be healed of that spirit. Yes. Happiness is not riches. So the most unhappy people are rich people. Did you know that? People who have a lot of money, most of them are not happy. Amazing. You see, that's why Ghana at a point was voted as one of the happiest countries in the world. The happiest countries in the world are not the richest countries. So you may think that when I have all this, I'll be happy. No, no, no. The happiness is from within. Yes. Are you still around?
Yes.
Have you written, thank you, God, for whatever, 5 loaves, 2 fishes, I'm ending the year with thanksgiving. Beautiful. Have you got that? Beautiful. I want you to do that because it is a very spiritual thing to say thank you for something that is not enough. Amen?
Amen.
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 Recently, I wanted to buy some tracks for the crusade, so I went to check the account and it wasn't enough. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
What do you think? Is it powerful? Yes. The brother who didn't propose to you, better start saying thank you to Jesus. The breakup of your relationship, say thank you to Jesus. Yes. Give thanks. The sister who didn't flow, she look at you in a way as if you are some inferior, an inferior brother. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe God saved you from a witch, a wizard. You never even know. I'm telling you. Most witches are very pretty. You see, you have a certain mind that, you know, a witch is a very funny looking person with some saliva coming down and some beard under the neck. That's what you feel. Come, bring it. I need two. One here and one here. Actually, I need four. Do you have four more baskets? Yeah, give me. Two on this side and two on this side. We are going to give thanks. This is the thanksgiving part of the service. This is not preaching. Amen. Are you giving thanks to the Lord? Yes. You lost your job. Maybe. The people you left on the job are going to die on the job. Yes. And you have been extracted. Yeah. I was talking to one brother. I went during the crusade. He told me that he went to work that day. And somebody came to call him out of the office. As soon as the person called him out of office, there was a bomb. And the bomb killed everybody there. He just walked out like this. And there was a bomb. And in his house that same day, he left his house and there was a bomb at his house. So there was a bomb at his house and a bomb at his work in the same day. Yes. And he escaped both. He left home early. When he was at the office, he walked out to another office because somebody called him. And then the bomb was... All the people died. Yes. Working. So, you never know what it is. Give thanks. With a grateful heart. Amen. Amen? Amen? Give thanks with a what?
Grateful heart.
A grateful heart. Your husband has left you and you are now alone. Give thanks. You'll be surprised. Your wife has left you. Ha! Why? Give thanks. Jesus is still Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Are you holding your Thanksgiving prayer? Stand up on your feet, please. How many are going to be just like Jesus and give thanks to the Lord? Beautiful. Let's give thanks. Lift your hands and thank God. If you've written down, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. Almighty, we thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you,
Lord.
We thank you, Jehovah. Almighty, we thank you.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
We thank you.
Hands and thank him now.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah.
Just thank the Lord, everyone. Just give thanks to the Lord. Oh, maronda la mandeba kamaranda lebere. Menda manda bando la mongo moke baraman. Oh, mashata bala mandebere.
Thank you for life.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for health and everything.
Kaya mana shando makabara malami rashando la makabara dale. Hela rama bele me kebara malale bore dale bale. Malema shando makabara male bare bare. Hey baba mala 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 maria dale bale. Mala 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 baba baba baba. Tola kabara ma shende ke mana dale bale. Donde va da santo boca da la manda vedere
ora mana cassola
e mande le mande la voce
mi chiama di cattura
da la mande
para mande io da la mande
oh io
posso da cova la manta
io sto passo
da cava
io sto
sapura rando le monne c'è sola
alla
li da sudere mi sto
sanda la
mande la cosa che vedo che non moccia potenza la batteria su sole la così a la la famiglia di Dio costante le ricos meriande c'ho la luma la puse tremoniata va la famiglia costante le fa Sima rossa che la mariano rammeremo così a la va mezza l'ora 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 va
Thank God. Thank God for victory. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for grace. Thank God for His power. Thank God for His power. Says in everything give thanks.
Yes.
Listen, whatever you have not liked,
oh, you
have not liked, has not been good. This is the time. Lift your hand and say,
Jesus,
Father, I didn't like this. Yes. I didn't like this.
Yes.
I didn't like this.
Yes.
But I thank you.
But I thank you.
Give him thanks right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Kamaro shanta makabala.
Meliko ramana chukere.
Malong krista la mechendele mosa kala male.
Kali na musari ambo kochikele.
Oh, maleko
ramana le mosa. Mario sorike.
Le rembo koronana.
Zulimana ki gombre de belusta.
Tose la
ramana chendele
mosa. I still wanna say.
Iloro bo.
Oh, yes.
Mona nuchi.
I still wanna say.
Apalio kiskolia.
Oh, yes.
I still wanna say. Ochiki kaluba.
Now, whatever God has done for you,
yes,
by all means, He has done some. How many can say that God has done something for you this year?
Yes.
Let's give Him thanks for no matter what.
Oh, yes.
As His hand is stretched out, the thank you must start.
Yes.
Give Him thanks right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for what you've done for us,
Lord.
Your great blessings.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
thank you,
Father. Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
you, Jesus.
Oh, thank
you,
Jesus.
Oh, thank
you,
Jesus. Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now turn to about five people and tell them I'm grateful for what God has done for me. With a smile. Just tell five people I'm grateful with a smile. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what God has done for me.
This is what my God has for me. When he woke me up this day, it's not just about the do's and don'ts, he says.
Can you sing it?
There's a joy deep down inside me that can only come from him. It surpasses everything this world can bring. This is what my God has for me when he woke me up this day. It's not just about the do's and don'ts, he says.
There's a joy.
There's a joy deep down inside me that can only come from him. It surpasses everything this world can bring.
I wanna say
joy, joy, joy. I wanna say peace, peace, peace. This is what my God has for me. This is what my God has for me. I wanna say love, love, love. I wanna say free, free, free. This is what my God has for me. This is what my God has for me today.
This is what my God has for me.
This is what my God.
When he woke me up this day.
When he woke me up this day, he said things don't have to be the same.
Things will never be the same again.
For the past is now forgiven, and my future's in his hand. And he rose up from the grave so I could stand. I wanna say joy, joy, joy. I wanna say peace, peace, peace. This is what my God has for me. This is what my God has for me. I wanna say love, love, love. I wanna say free, free, free. This is what my God has for me. This is what my God has for me. Today. Today.
Father, we thank you that this is what you have for us. Thank you that the future is in your hands. Thank you that we can say thank you for 2018. We are grateful for everything that we saw, what we didn't see and what we saw. We thank you that better days lie ahead. We are grateful for the little that we are enjoying. We are thankful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Yeah. All right, you may be seated. Now, we are still giving thanks. And we are going to bring our, what do you call it? Prayer Thanksgiving papers. Okay? And we are also going to, at this time, bring our thanksgiving offering. If you remember, I told you Psalm 96, verse 8. Give to the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Amen. Give to the Lord the glory due unto his name. bring an offering. So I want you to take out your thanks. That's your, not your normal offering. If you didn't bring a thanksgiving offering, then plan to bring it next week. But for those of us who brought a thanksgiving offering, like we told you, bring an offering, special offering to say thank you. Most of us, where you work, you wish the people where you are working will appreciate you and say, oh, thank you for working hard. Is it not true? Yes. And in the same way, God is sitting here at the end of the year wishing that his people will say, oh, thank you for working so hard to look after me the whole year and caring for me. It's the same thing. Just as you are wanting somebody to appreciate you, God is also looking to see whether people recognize him. And people give to political parties, but will not give to the church. Or they give to the church peanuts. And sometimes you can't understand how the country works. But it's a few people who have a lot of money who control what is going on. Probably. I don't know. That's what I suspect. Because a lot of things don't make sense. You don't know how it works. So there must be another mind. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, there must be some other mind that's working. So we don't know how countries or nations work. Every country goes in a different way from how logic determines. But there must be something else. But when it comes to the church, people come with sprinklings. But when it comes to the world, they come with big monies. True or not true? So take out your, I need two buckets. One is for the paper with your prayers, and one is money or your offering. Please, this is not offering. We are going to take our offering after, at the end of the service, and our tithes. But this is special because I want you to remember Thanksgiving. And I want to be thankful. I want to be close to a thankful person. Yes. You know, one day, I was thinking to myself that, how come I don't have all these millionaires around to give? But the Lord showed me, you have something else. Wow. You have all these others. So you see, you can easily be complaining when you should be thankful. Yes. Yeah. But what God has given me is more than millionaires. More than. Do you know that few people have such lot of young people around them? Yes. The churches are made of elderly people. Huh? Yeah. One brother told me that the top five people in his country, the government, when you add their age, it comes to 450 years. Like from the top five. When you add their ages, the president in that country, the president, vice president, speaker of parliament, and the top five, when you add their ages, it comes to 450 years. I don't want to mention the country. It's in Africa. And it's not so far. Five people. Yes. You can check which country. Who knows the country? Huh? Okay, you can check. You see, you don't travel, so you don't know. Lift your thanksgiving, your offering, and your sheet of paper that you've written your thanksgiving on. Father, thank you as we present this in Jesus' name. Amen. So come to the front. Please put the baskets together. On the right is offering. On the left is your thanksgiving prayer. Or shall I separate them completely so that there's no confusion? our offering basket. Okay. One offering basket, yes. Offering basket for offering. You know, no. Bucket is for your prayers only. Put a bucket there. People will still put, I know what I'm saying. It is my work. Yes. You know what? Bring your offering, put it in the basket, your prayers into the buckets. And then offering, yes, offering, prayer topic here, and then offering here. I think simple. No confusion. Father, we thank you as we present our offering and our thanksgiving and our prayers to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so come, please, offering in on this side. You can walk over this because it's Christmas time. Hello, those at the back, just wait. Let the people in the front go away first. Anybody who's not yet in the front, just be where you are. There's a lot of traffic. Hey. Where's freedom?
More than I could ever dream.
can make me what you want me to be. Oh yeah, make me what you want me to be. Oh, I know he can make you what he wants you to be. He can make you what he wants you to be. Oh, he is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. I know that he is able, he's more than able, he can accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, he's more than able, he can handle anything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. He can make me what he wants me to be. Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Things yet unseen,
wishes and dreams,
wishes and dreams that I yet to come true. All of my hopes, all of my plans, my heart and my hands, I lift it to you. Sacrifice, oh yeah. Lord, I offer you. Say, Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through, yes, Lord, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise. Sacrifice, oh yes, Lord, I offer.
your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises, Lord, I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Sing to his holy name. I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Lift your voice and sing praises. We sing praises to your name. As a church, we lift up our voice. Sing praises.
Praises to your name.
For your name is great.
I give glory to your name.
Oh, I give glory. I give glory to your name.
Oh, Lord, glory to your name.
Please walk a little faster.
Oh, Lord,
please walk a little faster.
For your name.
Please walk a little faster.
And greatly to be praised.
As you walk, bless.
Glory to your name.
Give glory to your name.
Oh Lord, glory to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised.
Giving glory to that name, we give glory.
Hallelujah. Now, how many realize that we need a bigger church building? Because we are so crowded in here. That's why it's taking so long. Because 5,000 people walking through, 7,000 people walking through, it's not easy. All these people haven't yet given their offering. And all these people haven't yet. Please walk a little faster. Please walk a little faster. Beautiful. 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 I need you sometimes to come to the front. So that in case there is something at the front that is not at the back, you can tap into it. Hallelujah. Be blessed.
How marvelous your mercy.
How marvelous.
How glorious your grace.
How powerful your presence. I long to see your face, because none can compare. None can compare. You can search anywhere, and you will find none to compare.
Can you sing it?
How marvelous your mercy.
Can you sing it?
How glorious your grace.
How powerful.
How powerful your presence. I long to see your face, because none can compare. None can compare. Yeah. You can search anywhere, and you will find none to compare. Because none can search anywhere, and you will find none to compare. How marvelous your mercy. How glorious your grace. And how powerful your presence. I long to see your face, because none can compare. None can compare.
You can search.
You can search anywhere, and you will find none to compare. None can compare with you, Jesus. None can compare.
You can search.
And you can search anywhere, and you will find none to compare. None. Search anywhere, you will find none to compare.
None can.
None can compare. Yes, none can compare.
You can search anywhere.
You can search.
You will find.
How many suspect that there can be offerings in this? I suspect. I told you. Okay. We will check. Now, Jeremy, come hold this up for me. Let us pray. Let's all stand and pray. Come offerings, guys. Yeah, put your prayers into this. Lift your hands, everybody. Father, we say thank you for 2018. The good, the bad, the ugly, the enough, the not enough. In everything, we give you thanks. And we say, only you can take care of us. We trusted you and we still trust you. Thank you that you have granted us the grace to be here today. We are grateful. We say everything we have is from you. Even the things we don't have, we thank you for them. We are grateful for 5 loaves, for 2 fishes, and for the example that you showed us to always give thanks. We give you thanks. And we thank you that many miracles break out in our lives as we lift up our thanksgiving prayers and offerings to you today. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Now, offerings to where it belongs. And this one, cross check. You see, look, I can see money here. So anyway, you can't check that now. Take it all. And I want all these prayers. Hello? All these prayers, come and put it at the cross by tomorrow evening. All right? God is hearing our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing this song, None Can Compare. How many can compare Jesus with your boy? Or your girl? Let's all sing it.
None can compare. None can compare.
You can search anywhere.
You can search anywhere. And you will find none to compare.
Shall we all stand and sing it, please?
Say, none can compare. None can compare.
You can search anywhere.
You can search anywhere. And you will find none to compare.
Sing it again, none can compare.
None can compare. Search anywhere, and you will find none to compare.
Now sing to the next person so that you are sure that he's singing. Ready, go.
Compare. Say, none can compare.
You can search.
You can search.
Again, we'll sing it again.
None can compare.
Come on.
None can compare.
You can search.
You can search anywhere, and you will find none to compare.
None can.
Say, search anywhere, and you will find love to compare.
Give the Lord a clap offering, and you may be seated.
Are you excited to be here on the last Sunday of 2018? Tell your neighbor, we made it. Tell your neighbor, some people didn't make it, but we made it. Amen. And we are here, like Daddy said earlier, to thank God for all the things that He's done for us. And it's a time of blessing. Amen. The Bible says, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. And to bring us our final Sunday message for this year. Can you believe it? This year has indeed been a year of good things. Amen. And to hear one more very, very good message, give the Lord a scream, put your hands together, and let's welcome our father, the prophet, Bishop Doug Heywood Mills.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for thee? When you put your trust in God, nothing is impossible when you trust in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for thee? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. Everything, everything is possible with God.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Everything is possible with you. And we have prayed, we have served you this year. And we thank you that everything is possible with you. We are going to continue serving you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I want to, as we go into 2019, to have what I call exemption faith. Exemption faith is a faith to be exempted from something that is evil. Hebrews 11 verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world. Amen. All right. And so Jesus told us that as it was in the days of Noah, and also in the days of Lot, that is exactly how the coming of the Son of Man shall be. Luke 17 verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, so also it shall be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So the days that we are in are the days of Noah and the days of Lot. So we need to have faith so that we can serve God well in such times. Now, what is faith? All right? Faith is obedience, and obedience is faith. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. It says, unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which are disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is become the head of the corner. So, to you who believe, he is precious. But to them who are disobedient, all right, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is the head of the corner. In other words, obedience is faith, believing, and disobedience is the opposite of believing. So unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but to them which are disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Do you understand the scripture? So look at it again, look at it again. It says, to you who believe, he is precious, but to them who are disobedient, the stone, something, whatever it is. But the point here is that believing is the opposite of disobedient. So when you believe, you are obedient. And when you don't believe, you are disobedient. Okay? Are you with me? Right. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. I'm just establishing the fact that obedience is faith. When you say you have faith, it means you have obedience. That's what it means. By faith, Abraham was, when he was called to go out to a place which he should thereafter receive for an inheritance, obeyed. You see, so Abraham, the main characteristic about him was that he obeyed. Okay, so when you obey things, you are a person of faith. And it's true. If you have a child and you tell the child, do this, and the child does it, means the child believes what you said. And the person who doesn't do it doesn't believe the things you are saying. That's all. I mean, it's simple. If you've been to like class 3, from class 2 onwards, you should be able to understand this. Faith is obedience, and obedience is faith. Amen. So, when you have the faith of Noah, now, the faith of Noah is probably the most important kind of faith for us, all right, at this time, because in Hebrews 11, verse 7, the verse before Abraham, it says, Noah being warned of God, okay. Now, we need to have Noah's type of faith more than any other group, because these are the last days, the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Perhaps one thing that has never been in the world like we are seeing today, probably like the days of Lot, because we all know Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah. That's probably the unique feature about this last day. That it really shows you that this is the last day. Now, Jesus Christ was the last in a series of great prophets. All right? Are you with me? Yeah. And let's look at one of his prophecies in Luke 21. It says, in your patience, possess your souls. Verse 20. Now, when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. All right? Now, then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let them which are in the countries not, let them which are not in the countries enter therein too. So they shouldn't come back. for these are days of vengeance. Then he says in verse 23, woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. All right? Then there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations, and so on. Men's heart failing them for fear. All right? Looking for the things which are coming on the earth. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. So when you see these things coming to pass, look up and lift your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. All right? Verse 29. Then he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. All right? When they shoot forth, you see and you know of yourself that summer is now nigh at hand. Maybe we could say, you know, in Ghana, when you see people selling mangoes by the roadside and the mangoes start to bear, mango trees start to bear fruit, you know that it is what season? Mango season. What season do mango trees bear fruit, please? This one there, it's basic agric. In the mango season. Correct for 3 points. So the mango season, that is not always there. But when you see the trees having mangoes, then you know that this is the mango season. All right? And I'm sure you are not really aware that the mangoes come at a particular time of the year. So Jesus said, when you see the fig tree, we don't have fig tree, but when you see the mango tree do bearing fruit, then you know that, wow, it is this time of the year. Now, this prophecy of Jesus, you know, came to pass when you see the armies surrounding Jerusalem, right, in verse 20. You know, and it happened exactly. Jesus, which year did Jesus die? AD what? 80. Is it when he was born or when he died? When he died. Or when he was born. Anno Domino. After death. After the death of Christ. The controversy will be sorted out after church. Please. It's after his birth. After his birth. Okay. So some say that it's after his birth. AD is after his birth. And some say after his death. But it will be confirmed, I'm sure, on the internet in a few seconds. Now, Jesus said, this is Jesus speaking. When you see the armies, Jerusalem surrounded with armies, you know, then you know that desolation is near. Okay? Now, this is exactly what happened. Jerusalem was surrounded by armies. In AD 66, they started to besiege Jerusalem. They invaded. They sent a Roman general, Vespasian, to come and besiege Jerusalem. Jerusalem, they seemed to be quite good fighters. Now, Jesus warned, what did he say? When you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then you should know that desolation thereof is nigh. Then what should you do? Verse 21. Let them which are in Judea flee. Nobody should come down. Okay? To the mountains. Then next verse. These are days of vengeance. And verse 23. Woe unto them who are pregnant. Or breastfeeding. It's going to be a big problem. There's wrath on the land. Verse 24. Now they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. Are you watching? Okay. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So, Are you watching? This is more than CNN. Jesus predicted this. He said, when you see the army surrounding, everybody should run away. Now, there was a reason for this, because when Vespasian surrounded Jerusalem, AD 60, whatever, what happened was that he was sent by Nero. Have you heard of Nero?
Yes.
Emperor Nero? Yes, that was the emperor in Rome. Roman history is of importance to us because Jesus was born during that time. So when Nero sent these guys to come and sort out Jerusalem, because it was a problem place, the Jews were very difficult to rule. All right? So when he sent them in about AD 69, he decided to commit suicide, the first emperor to kill himself. So he committed suicide. So in that year, three more people tried to become the emperor. You get it? So there were actually four emperors in that 1 year. Yes. And the last person who was called upon to become the emperor of Rome was Vespasian, who was attacking Jerusalem. So for a brief while, he was withdrawn. And Jesus had said that when you see the armies surrounding, you get it? Run. Because there would be a chance to run. So they stopped the siege for a period. And Vespasian was made the emperor of Rome. He was sent to go and fight, was now made the emperor. So his son, Titus, was now sent. That's the AD 70. And he came and destroyed. He did everything that Jesus said. The temple was destroyed. They wanted to turn it into a temple, of a Roman temple, but they destroyed it. They killed it. They said blood flowed in Jerusalem to a certain height. Yeah. So Jesus had predicted that there would be a chance to run. And if you see the chance, run. And that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles. Gentiles are non-Jews. Until the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. So from AD 70, like I told you, there was that short gap, AD 69. That's the year of the four emperors. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Then AD 70, Titus came. When Titus came, he destroyed Jerusalem. And since AD 70, there has been no Jews in that place, Jerusalem, till 1948. 14th May. Because it's my birthday, so I remember that date. That is the day that Israel returned. That's today. Today is 2018. So it is 70 years anniversary. They are having their 70 year anniversary in Israel this year. I mean, yeah, this year till tomorrow. Tomorrow is 31st. Yeah, so 2018. So from AD 70, for 2,000 years, Muslims, Arabs, Turks, the last group was the British Empire. It was also part of the British Empire. In 1945, the British Empire was controlling the Middle East, the Arabs, all of that place, the British Empire. Very powerful empire. But they turned against Israel. Instead of supporting Israel, they turned against Israel. So the British Empire, you should be very careful with Israel. The British Empire, which was very powerful, after winning the Second World War, dissolved within 10 years after winning and becoming a world power and conquering the world. Within 10 years after, they were not an empire again. 10, 15 years. 1957, Ghana took the lead. He said, we don't want to be there. So you should be careful. Those governments which go against Israel. Yes. England, the British Empire, is now an island. It's like Barbados or one of those islands. Yes. So the times of the Gentiles have finished. Yes. And now Israel has become a nation. Just as Jesus said. And he also said that in those days, Remember, he said, when you see this, the army surrounding Jerusalem, run. And they had a chance to run, those who believed. So those who were alive and those who believe and remember the prophecy of Jesus escaped. Yes. Because the Jews were slaughtered. Yeah. The genocide of Jews, it's not a new thing. It's been over. If you read my book, How to Neutralize Curse, you see all the genocide that have taken place against Jews throughout the year, from AD 70 till now. So Hitler was not a new person. It was not a new spirit. And that spirit is still there. So now Jesus comes and says, as it was in the days of Noah, that is how the period will be when I come. Wow. So you see, all that he said has happened though. The army surrounding the Jews, the Gentiles have trodden over. Now the end of the age of the Gentiles has come. Now he's saying that as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, which is very, 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 very important, that it's not just the days of Noah, but the days of Lot in particular, very significant. But we have never had an upsurge of homosexuality as we have in the world today. Even the government in this country would have liked to bring it here, if it was not that the church and Muslims and Christians together would reject something like that, would be a terrible mistake for any government. We will all stand against the government if they try to do it strongly. Yes, if they were to impose it on us from wherever it's coming from. But it's an unusual thing. Yes, it's very characteristic. It's very strange, you know. So we are in those days. And so we now need to have the kind of obedience and faith that Noah had. Otherwise, you won't make it. And you need exemption faith. You'll be in the ark. You will escape. In Jesus' name. So in these last days, you have to be specific in your fight. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I just wanted to show you how accurate Jesus is as a prophet. Verse 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. Now, notice verse 26. And let's find another version. I therefore so run, not uncertainly. I don't beat the air. So, he says, I don't run aimlessly. I don't fight like a boxer beating the... Find another version. All right? I am not just shadow boxing. Do you have another version? More versions, please. I don't know about you. I am running hard for the finishing line. I'm giving... Okay, another version. I think this one, the King James, is the best. I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way, not beating the air. So, in other words, you must know where to beat. Okay? You don't just beat the atmosphere. So, in the days of Noah, you must fight specific things. Yes, specific enemies are the specific enemies that are you must fight. Yes. And if you don't fight them, they will take you on. So I'm going to give you how the different enemies that you must have obedience to God to resist in these last days. Because this is it. We are in it. Jesus is coming. I don't care who preaches secular, how to be a millionaire, how to be rich, how to be this, how to be that. I'm preaching what Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, that is how it will be when I come. And the enough of the prophecies have already been fulfilled for us to know that Friday, next Friday, Jesus could come. You can't tell. I'm not saying he's coming on Friday. I say he could come. Because we are not expecting it. We are planting, we are building, we are marrying, we are giving in marriage, we are planning our weddings, everything till Jesus returns. Now, number one, you must have faith to resist demonic infiltrations into your life. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. Faith to resist demons entering your body and your life. This is it. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1. When men began to multiply on the earth, the daughters were born unto them, all right, that the sons of God, which are spirits, when angels, they are angels, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. So angels came to marry and join with women. The brothers were even just left on the side. Yes. That's why some people believe that there will be sex in heaven. I mean, I don't know. You can't tell. Maybe a higher version. An upgrade. How many will be in heaven? Yes. Now, the sons of God saw women and fell. How much more you? If sons of God could fall, then you, an ordinary person like you, the same daughters of men, very beautiful, very nice, sweet looking, nice talking, gentle voices, Shabakayaba. Long hair, curly hair, soft looking, voluptuous, like oranges waiting to be plucked. And what happened? They took wives. Verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. This was an ultimate sin. And he was really angry. And he said, he cut down their life to 120 years. Because one of the ways to deal with evil people is to let them die. If Hitler was still alive and all the other people were still alive, we will have potential for so many evils. So one of the ways to punish evil is to let people die. Die. Don't live. Your presence is not needed here. So he cut down their life from about 950 to 1,000 years. Because said one day is 1,000 years. So from 900, that's Methuselah and all Enoch and all those guys, they were all 900 to 120. It's a serious reduction in life by a sin. A serious sin. Verse 4. And then there were giants in the earth in those days. So the cross between the angels and human beings brought about the presence of abnormal people. You get it? Giants and mighty men and people who did extreme things. Now, all through the history of mankind, there are stories of giants and also abnormal people. People who can do unusual things. You get what I'm saying? Yes. And usually, such things are caused by the presence of evil spirits. All right? So if you read the book of Enoch, this is actually a quotation from the book of Enoch. If you read the book of Enoch, you see the more details of how the spirits taught human beings how to do magic and how to do spells and so many other things. So it created evil that was not there before. Now, these are the days of then continue. And God saw that the wickedness of man was very great in the earth, and that the imagination of his thought was only evil continually. Verse 6. And God regretted. Do you see? It repented the Lord that he made man, and it grieved him at his heart. God was very sad. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have made from the face of the earth. Man, beast, creeping things, all of them. I'm killing them. Verse 8. But Noah. See, Noah had a different spirit, and he had faith in God. So this is the kind of faith you are going to have. You are not going to be judged. You are not going to die. You are going to live. Because you are walking in the steps of Noah. Noah's faith. Alright? Now, do not allow any evil spirit to infiltrate your life if you want to stay pure. Because apparently Noah was not involved in all this. So you need to protect yourself as we are going forward from all infiltrations of evil spirits. Now, what are the 5 or 6 openings to your body? Eyes, nose, mouth, ears, anus, vagina, urethra. I mean, this is anatomy. As students, you don't know what these places are. Okay, look, if you don't know what these things are, check on the internet. The internet tells us, Google all these words, and you can learn all these words. All right? So in these last days, there are spirits around now, demons. They are walking around, I tell you, trying to enter people. So now you see a person who is more evil than normal. Yes, more evil. Look, more at a higher level. Yes. If you make contact with such a person, that's it. It will affect you for the rest of your life. If you can even survive. Yes. And some of the people that are walking around, they are not people. People are not people. I think I preached a message like that before. People are not people. Yeah. So, everybody here must be on guard for all the gates. You see, when you are going to sleep, you check all the doors. Because somebody can come through any of the openings into your house. So the openings to your house are key for you to secure for your life. And everybody must secure the openings to your life in these last days. Otherwise, you'll be surprised the kind of spirit that will enter into you. And you'll be surprised that you'll be so, something that looks some years ago was fantastic. Today, it's not fantastic. I mean, when you talk of pornography, we grew up and never saw it. What age did you start see pornography? Mention the age where you saw. 12, 11, 10 years, 9 years. That you see grown-ups having sex and doing all kinds of things at the age of 9. It's fantastic. And it has an effect on you. People are really affected by it. People cannot even be normal. So, let's start with the eyes. Let's start with only the eyes. Because what you see, something is coming into you based on what you are seeing. Now, how do you know a person has an evil spirit? By looking on the person. Now, if you like, you can bring pictures of Hitler bring pictures of priests who were involved in the genocide in Rwanda. Put pictures of Hitler's henchmen. They all look like gentlemen. During the trials, they all said, me? I've not done anything. I don't know what you are talking about. Everybody said no. To the last moment. I did what I did because I was giving orders. I have not done anything wrong. I plead not guilty and I stand by not. All of them say not guilty till they were hanged. Never change their mind. People don't admit things. So you know something by the actions and the behavior. Not, don't expect people to admit. If so ever somebody admits, you are lucky. It's a special thing. People don't admit things. You have to deal with them based on the realities, not based on what they tell you. So your eyes, if you don't take care, certain spirits will come into you and you are done for. So those of us who have made ourselves watchers of pornography, look, I'll tell you, you can become incapable of marriage by pornography. Yes. You can't live with a woman normally. Yes, from pornography. I've seen it. I know people that are affected so much that they are not normal. They can't be normal husbands or normal wives. Is that what you want for your life? No. Because what they've seen is supernova. Yes. Nothing is real. There are about 15 people videoing with a lot of light, makeup, and counseling. Do this with noises and music. Yes. You can become a homosexual by watching pornography. Yes. It's true. Because there is gay pornography. So by what you see, you see that you don't look at women, but you look at men. And something is changing in you. You are being drawn from the age of 10, 11, 12. How many of you from the age of 12 you were seeing such things? Oh, give me a wave, give me a wave, give me a wave, give me a wave. I want a wave because what I want us to see. Yeah, the whole church. Yeah. You see, from a certain age, you're not yet a teenager. You have not yet reached puberty. Yes. You see that something has entered you. Now, instead of when they said a woman is there, it's not nice to you. What is this? Look at it. Look at it. What is that? Smelly. You tell us that this one is smelly. Give me a man with muscles. Is it not a demonic infiltration? Yes. And where did it come from? From your eyes. From what you see. The gates. So if you want to find grace in the sight of God, in these days of Noah and Lot, your eyes must be very careful as to what you watch. Yes. Yes. Your eyes. You can't watch every film. You can't watch every film. You can't watch many films. Look, you can't learn things from the films. Those who watch these soap operas. This one married this one, took this one's girlfriend, took this one's boyfriend. They also become unmarriageable. They may be virgins, but they are not marriageable. Because they are afraid of what they've watched. When they see a man, that is how they see men. You are this. Yes, because it has entered them. And the eye is totally tuned into that world.
You'll be surprised. You're surprised. A person who, that is all that you see, this one swept this one, married this one, sleep with this one, mixed with this, that is all you see. And that is all. But you don't know that you are changing. A girl who grows up in a divorced home and she sees certain things, you'll be surprised that it affects you. Sometimes it has a great impact. And the girl has changed from that time. She almost become unmarriageable. Like if a good person meet her, she almost can't marry. Because she doesn't know what is a good person. She's only expecting somebody to beat her, somebody to leave her, somebody to chase somebody else. That's all she knows. That's all she grew up with. So the person's personality is changed based on what you see. Look, go to the mental hospital. You have a wide range of mental conditions. Somebody wrote a book. He said, I forget the title, but you have a wide range of mental conditions, all based on what has happened. If you take a plane crash, if you will ever survive a plane crash, God forbid you should be in a plane that will crash. If you survive, I watched a film of some people who survived Pan Am and KLM crash. They collided. KLM and Pan Am, Tenerife Islands. They crashed on the runway. So they showed the few people who survived. After the crash, everybody's behavior was different. Some could never fly on a plane again. That's what I said. A plane, I should enter a plane. I know a man, he uses a bus. Wherever he go in the world, he goes with a bus. A plane is not. When you invite him to preach from like Kenya to Ghana, he'll use a bus. He cannot sit in a plane. He cannot. Some never climb a plane again. Some go back. They say they have to fly to overcome it. Some give themselves to do humanitarian work. Different reactions to what they've seen. Because all those who were in the plane, who survived, I think it was the Pan Am people who survived. The KLM was up and the wheels touched the top of the Pan Am. So when it was going up and the under hits the Pan Am, so it came down. So everybody died. But the Pan Am, those in the front, the first class people, those who paid for first class, they paid small extra for their life. Those at the front. A few of them escaped and they were able to come out at the front. Everybody's reaction was different. So you'll be surprised what a film you watch will teach you to do. And that a film that somebody may watch, may watch a film and be normal. But you, when you watch it, you see that you've changed. Yes. Ochake. Yes. Yeah. Your life is changed. Films, experiences, what you've seen. Yes. And you realize that it has affected you. People even learn how to commit murder. Oh, yes. I don't want to give you ideas because there are people who, when they kill, they kill even their parents. And when you check the videos that they watched, then you see that he watched this film and he was very interested in a particular film. And they check the history and they see what the person has watched. And they realize that when he watched that thing at a certain age, then he did some exams in school. He was rejected. Then he didn't pass. Then he got angry. Then one day he behaved like that. Then one day he went on and did this. So in these last days, Christians are not by faith. You must be like Noah. Keep your eyes so that no evil spirit will come into you from now in Jesus' name. Now look, I'm over 50. I never saw all the things that you are seeing. Never. There was nothing. It's not that I was good, but it wasn't there. It's not that I was like a good person or maybe I was holy. It was not there. So if you want to watch, it's a special place. a special arrangement. Then you go to watch blue films. So the other people, it's not that they are holy. They didn't get all these things. That's all. There was no internet. Internet is a very new thing. No phones. No tablets. It's about 5 years old, this tablet. 5, 6, 7. No video calls. Tell your neighbor, Charlie, these are days of Noah, Charlie. Now we are going to wear sunglasses too, so that we screen what is coming to our eyes. Why should a man be with his beautiful wife, but his beautiful wife is not of interest to him? Not an old man, a young man. Why? Something is wrong. Something must be wrong. Because God made it such that it's nice to a man. Yes. So if you are attracted to something else, it means that something is not right. Something has been tampered with. Yes. Something is not working. One lady told me, she said, I had a lot of boyfriends. Then I had a girlfriend. She said, but the girlfriend, when I had the girlfriend, I realized that I was affected more than all the boys that I had. And it was now trying to take over so that she will not even like boys again, but only girls. Be careful. So watch out, because, you know, me, I'm a pastor. When I'm sitting with somebody and I say the person doesn't have a desire, I feel in my heart, I don't condemn the person. I feel so worried. Yes. There are times you even want people to commit fornication, so that even that's even better than, I'm not saying go and commit fornication, I'm saying that you wish even that that was the problem. Don't misunderstand the preaching, you know. It's like if only you desire in this direction. I have church members who used to be my members, who used to sing in the choir, who are married to men today, who went to school here in Ghana, are now married to men and advertising themselves. Young people that were here, now married to a fellow man. It will never happen to you in Jesus' name. As I'm preaching now, anyone in these things, God is setting you free now. Your eyes. Number two, your ears. What you hear. So you are going to purify what you hear. Amen. Mark 4:24. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet. Amen. And unto you that hear shall more be given. Amen. Now, your ears are your casual friends. Your ears are open to your casual friends. What do you think? You see, a person changes by the person's friends. Because when you are with your friends, you know, you sometimes trust your friends more than your parents. and you trust your friends more than sometimes your pastor, depending on how spiritual you are. It's true. So who are your casual friends? They are the ones who are talking. And before you realize, they are talking you into what you are going to become. Oh yes. If they all have boyfriends, you have a boyfriend too. If they all believe this, they all believe that. And they all gradually become a certain way based on the talking. And that's why there are times you have to take a knife and disconnect yourself from friendships. Oh yes. Oh yes. And you see, when it's your wedding, when we see the best man you bring, and we see the maid of honor you bring, and we see those people who stand, what are they called? The plenty? The girl, groomsmen and bridesmaids. That's when we see your friends. Yes. You know, years ago in church, I used to always look at people's best man. Best man, maid of honor. Best man, maid of honor. Then you see somebody bring some maid of honor from somewhere. I say that, this is the actual friend of the person. Yes. My best man at my wedding was Apostle Dodo. Yes. He's on the bishop's council with me. That was my best man. Who was your best man? When is your wedding? Who is going to be your maid of honor? Who are you going to bring? Now that I'm preaching it, some people are going to start adjusting, you see. And then you leave your real friend and go and bring somebody. They say that their eyes are on the best man. You see, I know you, but I'm giving you this tip because I know other keys that you don't know. Yeah. When you are having your birthday get together and you are going somewhere to do something, or a party, or in your room, or to go and eat somewhere, or do something, who are the people? Those are the people that you are hearing. And those people, what they say is what you change into. Yeah. Yeah. Even amongst pastors, there are many pastors who are not interested in church growth. They're not interested in building churches, working for God. They are just pastors. So it depends on the kind of pastor that you move with. Yeah. You know, Hitler, it is believed that his grandmother or his grandfather was a Jew. The one who killed all the Jews. Yeah. Because the mother of the father was born in a Jew's house, and the mother never said who the father was. She was a maid. You don't understand the story. She was a maid in a rich Jew's house, and she suddenly became mysteriously pregnant. Mm-hmm. And she never said who was the father. Uh-huh. So the child she gave birth to became the mother of Hitler, or the father of Hitler. One or either the mother or the father. So if you see Hitler's nose, it's like a Jew's nose. He has a nose like that. They use the nose to also see who is a Jew. Yes. Yeah. Now, he didn't grow up hating Jews. But he went to Austria. He was in Austria. He was looking for a job. And he went to the art school. I've been to that art school in Vienna. They said, your art is not good. He really liked art. So when he took over Paris, he went to see their museums. That was the one thing that he did. He really liked art. And one of his main people was an architect called Albert Speer. He was designing all these fantastic buildings for him. When they rejected him in the school, then he went on the street as an unemployed guy. And as he was moving around, then people were talking about Jews, that they are the cause of why we don't have jobs. They are rich, they have this, this and that. And Hitler himself said that as he was on the street and he was hearing the cause of the financial problems in the nation, that's when he heard about Jews. Hearing. A spirit that can kill 50 million people came from casual discussions as an unemployed vagrant walking through the streets of Vienna. Yeah. There is nothing like a casual friend who doesn't impart something to you. There's nothing like that. Nothing like that. The Bible says, a little leaveneth the lamp. Yes. If you have a friend who is a certain way, he will teach you things, you'll be surprised. She will teach you things. You can become secularized. You can become unspiritual. You can become hateful, depending on who, the people you talk to. Yes. That's one of the reasons why it's not good for a lot of girls to be together for a long time and only and not have input from males. They develop a twisted version of wisdom. Yes. They develop a certain mind about men, which cannot be. There are a lot of girls in the group. A lot of girls. And most of them cannot be good wives. Because a woman cannot teach you how to be a good wife. It's a man who can teach you how to. Because you are going to marry a man. Yes. You are not going to marry another woman. You are going to marry a male. And they are so different. You don't understand my preaching. Is my preaching easy to understand? You are not going to marry a woman. You are going to marry a male. And a male has his needs and desires and interests. So he is the one who can teach you what it is. Yes. Most of the time. Yeah. So woman, when you see a lot of that, you see they don't trust men, they are suspicious, they are accusative, they are insecure, they are a group, whatever, the certain way of thinking, fearful, full of fears. And adulteries. Watch it. You can just write it secretly down and just observe. Yes. God never made us to be only boys, only girls. That's why he said, only boys school. You see bad things they learn there. Yes. Bad things. Only boys school. I don't want to mention their names. But you can mention some names to yourself. You know them. Very bad. Before you realize, you get homosexual boys. Yes. They grow weed in the schools. No, I have not mentioned any school. You can mention any school that you want to mention, but I'm not mentioning any school. Watch out in these last days. Purify your ears, oh, I'm telling you. Watch the groups. You see, even as a spiritual person, I watch the groups I'm in. There are some groups that say you must watch the kind of watch you wear, the kind of suit. Like, oh yes, I've heard pastors say it. Well, we have watches, $50,000, $70,000 watches. We're wearing it. You must do this, loans, business, how to get triple T, how to get money, how to get loans. Many things. Yes. You hear it and then immediately you also want all those things. Yes. It's because I don't move in groups that like that talk about cars. That's why I don't. It's of no interest. When I see a car, it's funny to me. It's not attractive to me. If because I can afford it, but the church can afford it for me. Yes. But the circles I'm in, we are not into cars, and we are not into many things. But if you enter those circles, you join that. You join that group. You hear it and then you say, it's true. I need to be like this. I need to have this to show who I am. Once I was with a young man, all that he had heard was money, 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 money. So he joined a group of people that were not into money. And he started to tell them how much money he had. Do you know how much money I have? You know how much money I have in my bag? He wanted everybody to know how much money he had. Because that's what he knows. Yeah. But there's a group of people, you have a lot of money, it doesn't mean much. Yeah. It even looks funny. So watch out what you are hearing, oh, in these last days, I tell you, even in the church. There are some people who cannot criticize me. Even if I'm wrong, they will just say, let's pray for our father. But there are people who can sit at the back and sit at places and make comments. Yes. It depends on the group you are in. Yes. 2 weeks ago, I was preaching at a conference. I said, how many of you have heard something bad about me before I came? Then they lifted up their hands. I think I was in Burundi. This one said, they said, I'm a Freemason. Another one said, I was an Antichrist. I'm an Antichrist. Another one said, you can't hear anything that have not been said. I heard it in Burundi because I've heard so many others, but I've not heard the Burundi ones. It was a top up. Yes. And what again? Antichrist and what? Freemason, Antichrist, Illuminati. What is Illuminati? Yes. Everything. Yes. So, yes, the healings that are taken, I'm using evil powers. So, there are people, you hear them casually talking in a way, you'll be amazed. But there are people who cannot talk like that. So, I'm asking you, which group are you belonging to? And within the church, you have to keep your ears tight. One day I went for a meeting with some pastors and bishops. When we finished, and I met one of the pastors who was at the meeting, not our church, other churches. Then he started to make a very funny comment about one of the great men of God that we had been with. And I told him, I said, please, 15 minutes ago we were with this person. And I'm not comfortable what you are saying. That's the end of our friendship till today. That's all. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that. You want to have everybody as your friend. That's why you never end up well. Because everybody wants to keep them. I don't mind losing people that are some way. You want to keep everybody that is some way as your friend. How can you do well in the days of Noah and the days of Lot? Huh? When you need to watch your ears carefully. Then let's come to the nose. You need to watch your nose very carefully. Spirits that enter through the nose. Influenza. Spirits. Flu. Tuberculosis. And other evil killer spirits. People who just breathe on you. That's why we give children BCG vaccination at birth. Because everybody is holding the baby. Say, oh, go, 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 go. Oh, uncle, do you recognize me? I'm your uncle. Hello, I'm your auntie. Help. And they're all breathing into the child tuberculosis. I've just been born and look at what is happening. Killer spirits are coming. You've just come through the nose. Do you remember me? How many have been told that before? Do you remember me? I carried you when you were born. Then we are going down. Have we finished with the up? The mouth. Waterborne diseases. and food-borne diseases. Now, how can you be well eating chicken that has been frozen for at least 5 years? Most of the chicken in Ghana, frozen for years. Huh? Chicken that died in 2012. Even those we say we delay funerals in Ghana. A chicken is now an everlasting chicken. And we have a government which say they will do one district, one factory. A very basic factory or a very basic industry like chicken farming. If it cannot be revived, I don't know which industry is going to be revived in Ghana. One district, one factory. Come on, let's be serious. Let's be very serious about it. If you are really serious about it, what about the chicken? At least the chicken. But you see, there are some powerful people who are importing chicken, frozen since 2013. It has been there. Sometimes when it comes to the port, there's a green this thing around and they scrape it. That's why if I go to a party and you give me chicken, I'll never eat it. I said, oh, thank you. Chicken? I'm full. If you don't see the thing rolling on the floor, moving, go, Charlie, better watch out. The chicken died, you were in SS1 when he died. It's now that you are about to eat the chicken. You are now in Legon. You were in SS1. SS1, SS2, SS3. It's SS4. And first year. No, SS3. First year. And you have a break and you stay level 100. You are now going to eat a chicken. We died in SS1. Come on, let's be serious. A lot of, you see, in England, I met a brother. I said, oh, we have some sausages here. Sausages. Do you know sausage? Yes. Yeah. I gave him, I said, yeah, some sausage. He said, me, sausage? I will never eat sausage. I said, why? He said, I work in a sausage factory in England. What I saw, I cannot eat it. What is in the sausage? He said, everything is in it. Everything is in it. In the sausage. Yes. You see, that's why in these last days, no, you see, people have asked, where is cancer from? Where is cancer from? Cancer is from what we eat and what we drink. If you take stomach cancer, CA stomach, one of the places where you have a lot of cancer of the stomach is in Japan because of the raw fish that they eat. It causes, that raw fish is one of the things that causes liver cancer from aflatoxin, which is found in groundnuts. You see that a lot of the groundnut, when you bite, you see that, it's spot, those things. Yes. A lot of things. I don't want to, when I say you not, you see that you stop eating. Yes. Now, you see that in the last, are you taking my volume, these people? You are making me shout. One preaching, I'm preaching, you are making me shout. Today is a short service. Listen. Recently, are you still around? Recently, they took sausages in England and then they went to test it. They found different animals. So horses and all other animals were in it, I'm sure. Foxes, horses. So it means that when they are killing the animal, and they say they'll write pork sausages, beef sausages. You see horses, foxes, all animals, they mix all. Huh? What? Zoo, yeah, zoo. So when they tell, because you see, each animal has its own DNA. So in the last days, you see people getting cancer at a young age. Yes. Which was never there before. Because there's an infiltration of evil spirits into the human race. Something that was never there. Look, Billy Graham, you know, before he died, he wrote a book called Nearing Home. He was getting to the place where he died. He said that one of the things that has happened is that he has seen people dying when he was younger. No one died till they were a certain age. You never have that. But now, that is one of the sad things, that at a certain age you see people die that they never used to die at that age before. So in these last days, there are certain things you even have to open your eyes before you eat and before you drink. Yes. One day I went to a lunch and I was sitting with a man of God. He's now over 90 years old. And something happened at the table and I watched it. And God spoke to me and said, you see what he's doing? Do it. Yes. Something, yes. You will not die before your time. So that is why I've been prophesying over you crossing 70 with ease. Because in these last days, the kind of things that are going on in the system, fish that we eat. I remember one day I saw fish being sold at Osu. Nice red fish. And it looked so delicious. So I almost bought it. I don't know if I bought it. Then later somebody explained to me that, look, this is imported fish that they've taken sea sand, they've sprinkled on it. But it is not fresh fish. It's not from the sea. And they actually bring it to the seashore and sell it at the seashore to you. So unless you are sitting in the canoe yourself going, you cannot be sure that this fish came out of the water. Hey! Are you listening to my preaching? These are the last days. You have to watch out that certain spirits don't enter your stomach. Fish. You look at our fishermen. They go in the canoe. To get certain fish, you have to go far. So they can't come back on the same day. So when they bring the fish out of the water and they put it in the canoe, how can it stay fresh when they will come back next week Sunday? Because if you put a fish outside, it will be dead by... It will be spoiled by Sunday. Yes. True or not true?
True.
Especially fish.
Yes.
So now they take formalin, what they use to preserve dead bodies, and they inject the fish with it. So when it comes, the fish looks like it's preserved. How many have eaten fish you thought it was chicken? Like it has become hard. Yes. It's a mummy. It's a mummy. These are evil spirits. Sit down, I've not finished. Let's go to the vagina. Another hole. It's a major hole. Revelation 18. It says, Babylon has become the hold of evil spirits because of her fornication. So fornication, alright, causes evil spirits to enter into people. Fornication. It says, it has become the hold of unclean spirits because of her fornication. Amen. Now, evil spirit clearly entered through that hole. It's yet another entrance to the body. So, somebody will say, Mommy, I've committed fornication. I've not seen any evil spirit entering into me. You see now, you see how you talk. That's why you are not changing. Yeah. But you see that there is a difference between a virgin and a non-virgin. And you need to purify yourself and cleanse yourself. Now, in countries where we've seen a lot of, there's a lot of this kind of thing, you see the manifestations. Many, many manifestations, demonic manifestations. It's all from sex. Yes, it's all from sex. A lot of manifestations. So you need to zip. One day, look, I'll tell you, all these are true stories. The story that's not true is the one that fox and wolf and all that, but this one is true. Keep preaching. One of our pastors, he's now a pastor. He got a girl to come to his house. He didn't know her. Those of you who move with girls, you don't know. Boys, you don't know. Strange woman. A stranger. When she got the guy, she came there. He told me something that the first thing that he noticed about the girl was that when he offered her food, she said she would not eat. So she didn't eat. As they were in the house, she didn't eat. Yes. She didn't eat. She said, oh, there's food. Oh, I'm okay. Oh, here's what I'm. She didn't eat. Like she was fasting. So he took her into the bed. After having sex and all that, then he slept and woke up in the middle of the night. Wanted to continue. So he put his hand. Shh, listen to the story. Oh. He put his hand under the sheets. Then he said, I felt something wet. And he said, do you know how it is when you see a fish which is wet with the scales? He said, I looked. I felt wet. Like it was like a fish. So, then I said, what did you do? He said, then I lifted up the sheet to look under. And I saw a fish from the waist down was a fish.
A fish in the bed.
Not a sardine. A fish. A big one. She was a fish from the waist downwards was a fish. People are not people. He was frightened. In the morning, I think the girl told him something, I'm not sure, something about never mention what you have seen or what happened. And she left. I have not seen her again. So you'll be surprised, your interaction. That's why the Bible says fornication should not be once named. Once. Yes, once. Not twice, once. Yes, it has different effects, but sometimes you see that it has a greater effect. Fornication may not affect this one so much, but may affect this one a lot. Yes, it depends. You have to be careful. So, brothers who go fishing in every pond. Yes, you have to be careful. When you are with some people, they will be talking in a way. Those casual friends, they will be telling you, "Oh, Charlie, a guy be who they ride them. Yeah, it be who they ride them. Oh, Charlie, it be John where they ride them now." That's how they talk. You get it? It's like who is the, and then it's like it's a great thing, but later on you see that it's not so great. Yeah. So watch out. Vagina closed till you marry. And when you marry, open without closing 24 hours. No operating hours, permanently open. Are you still listening to my preaching? I'm preaching about the days of Noah and the days of Lot. The days of Noah, the Bible says the sons of God, spirits came and entered people. I'm showing you how the spirits enter the people. And I'm showing you how to close each area. If you want to avoid fornication, one of the key ways to avoid fornication. How many want to know one of the master keys? Give me some water. Master keys. Look, tell your neighbor a master key is coming about fornication. Ask your neighbor, do you really want to hear the master key? No, I didn't get a good feeling about the question. It's only these people here who want to know. Are you sure? Sit down, I'll tell you. Master key is marry early. And instead of committing fornication, you commit love. Yes. Why commit fornication when you can commit love? You didn't understand my preaching, right? Tell somebody, is the preaching difficult? Is the preaching difficult? Why commit fornication when you can commit love? Commit love. Don't commit fornication. Commit love.
Preaching.
So, we are expecting young people to be married. You are not an unbeliever. Unbelievers, they don't need to marry now. They just fool around. But you can't fool around anywhere. So, Charlie, select one and then commit love. Is it a good message? Ask your neighbor, why commit fornication when you can commit love? The Enos. It's a one-way channel. Feces are coming from there. However, listen, if you play the fool and you tamper with it, you can create for yourself a desire which was never there. Those people who are the people who are struggling with it, they are not pretending. No. They genuinely don't want girls. Like when you see a girl, like, what is it? You are not nice to me. It's genuine. It's not like, oh, maybe they are Satanists. No. Genuinely, a girl is not nice at all. It's a boy who is nice. Yes. God forbid. But it comes from playing over there. Don't touch it. If you try it, you'll be surprised that you create. You see, I'll tell you something.
Tell us.
Shh. Is jollof rice something nice? Is it a nice food? It's nice to you. It's Ghana jollof, of course. Ah, which other jollof were you thinking about? Nigerian can never compare with Ghana jollof for 1,000 years. Please.
Never.
Don't even start this discussion, please. You spoil the preaching. Okay. Shh. Is Banku nice? Very good. Shh. One day I brought an American to Ghana and we gave him jollof rice. Look, he has never stopped speaking against the jollof. Our jollof. It was not even a Nigerian jollof. It was a Ghanaian jollof. He said, he told his friend, I went to Ghana. I ate some food. My head was sweating everywhere. The pepper. This. I ate a jollof. Man, I tell you. Wow. He was, said, I was dying. My stomach. My death. Jollof. Now, meanwhile, you have been developed into such taste long time ago. So to somebody, it's nasty. But to you, it is nice because you have learned how to like it. It's like beer, like me. Alcohol, by the grace of God, there is no alcohol that I like. I don't know how to drink. I don't know, what is it, Pepsi? What are the names? What? Huh? Something with Pepsi in it. Whiskey. Whiskey and all this brandy, Guinness, Scotch. Yes, it's not nice to me, but I don't know how. I've not developed the taste. So when you give me what is. That's how homosexuality too is. If you've never developed it, when you hear it, you say, oh, how? But those who have learnt it, they have a genuine desire for it. Yes. They have a genuine desire. That's why I'm saying that. In this last day, zip your anus tight. If any boy proposes to you, tell him that... What should you tell him? No, see your prophet. You have to sort it out, sort him out there. Kneel down. Tell him, kneel down. Kneel down now. Give your life to Jesus. So it sounds funny to you, but to some people, they've tasted it. And it is something attractive. That is why if you do that to a child, you go to prison. Because you have changed the child. You should go to prison. You have to go to prison. It's a serious thing. Are you with me?
Yes.
So do not allow any boy to rape you. Or have sex with you. And girls to girls too. Yes. Now, do you know one of the causes of homosexuality? Shyness. When a boy is shy of girls. You see, and you girls too, you laugh loudly. You laugh loudly. The boys are intimidated. They can't come and talk. You laugh. They feel shy. They feel afraid. The boy say, hey, if I talk to this person, they will laugh at me. They will. Yes. They'll bounce me just now. I'll be nothing. When they see you walking with the high heels, then they say, brothers, is it not true? Brothers, God has made you the Lord over the woman. So don't be afraid of them. Yes, don't be afraid of them. From today, you'll never be afraid of a woman again. When you propose and they say no, that's all. You just move to the. A lot of people like you. I say a lot of people like you. Yes. Shh, sit down. Look, a lot of people like you. Tell the nearest brother. Tell the nearest brother. A lot of girls like you. Bah! A lot of girls like you. tell the nearest brother there are no shortages at all. Girls, the girls really like you and they need you. You know, one day, I was listening to a preacher, Lester Samrow. He was preaching. He said, in every church, there are 500 girls who are ready to marry the pastor at any time. Yes. So in any big church, at least 500 girls are ready to marry the pastor. If he just says, I'll marry. Even if he's married, he's, oh, yes, thank you, I've accepted it. Yes. And it's true. A lot of people ready. So I don't want any brother here to feel that, oh, I'm not a real powerful man or girls. They like you, Papa. I'm telling you. They are sitting by you, they are praying. This prayer request that they came to put your name is in it. You'll be surprised. They are praying about you as you are sitting there. Now, listen. Recently, a sister sent me a message. Sit down, you are blocking some people. A sister sent me a message. She said that, look, God answers prayer. I said, why? She said, do you remember you made us bring some prayer requests to come and put at the bottom of the cross? I said, yes. She said, I put a brother's name. I said, Lord, I like this brother. Let this brother see me, Jesus. Let this brother propose to me in the name of Jesus. And she wrapped his name and came and put it at the bottom of the cross. Agbena. Either the following day or the following week, the brother in the paper, he came like a robot. And he came and said, hi, baby. I need you, baby. Yeah. So, you'll be surprised how people are praying for you. Yeah. So, no brother should feel a shortage. Tell your neighbor there's no shortage of sisters. It's you who must pull your weight and rise up and shine. Yes. All right. Shh. What's happening at the back there? So, this is a blessing for you. These are the days of Noah. And in these days, hello? When all evil is breaking out, keep your ears, your eyes, yes, from every film, everything, your ears, your company. That's why we are listening to preaching now. We are into the Makane. We are not even into current messages. We are into ancient archives. Kashata sata. You know, I met a Frenchman, white Frenchman. He told me, since the year 2014, I've listened to you preaching 2 to 3 hours every day in the Makane. Every single day, except Sunday when we go to church. Sometimes I don't have time on Sunday. But I listen to a white man, a pastor. In fact, I ordained him as a pastor. Every day, 2 to 3 hours, the Makane. He said, when I listened, my life changed. He said, at first, I didn't like ministry. But when I listened, I became excited. I became interested in working for God, serving the Lord. What you hear, it really affects you. Yes. That's why you live abroad and they'll tell you, a boy will tell you you are a girl. And probably realize you believe it. Your nose. Huh? Diseases. Your mouth. What you eat. in these last days. Watch out for frozen chicken. If you are connected to the powers that be, tell them that, Charlie, we want our own. They should ban import of chicken to Ghana. Practically, that's all. So that we see that the animals are real. Yeah. Hmm? One day they went to buy some eggs. The egg has been brought, it was born during SS2. When you were in SS2? The egg was born during your SS2. Yes, from Abidjan, other places. It has been in the sand for. So I bought the eggs. I called my guy. I said, come, I will show you something about the eggs. And I have, there's a test you do to see out the eggs. The egg is supposed to lie down in the water. At the bottom, when it goes down, it's supposed to lie on the side. Come and see. When we put them in, the egg is outstanding. Yeah, very proud. Then some of the eggs started swimming. It's swimming like a fish. These are the eggs that are sold. It was born when you were in SS2. You are now in first year. It was born when Professor Atanos was a president. And you are now eating that chicken. Then number four. Vagina. Close it. After marriage. 24/7. It's open. And then anus. Your anus there, Charlie. I've given you some master keys. So brothers, how many brothers have heard what I'm preaching? Please. You are powerful. Don't let anybody make you change. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Please be strong. I know a lot of sisters like you. Look. Cripples. People with deformities, they all have beloveds. Yes. And children. You see the person who's on a, with crutches. He get a beloved just now. Satan is speaking to you and telling you that you are not really, you know, a good person. You are good. I told you that you are good, so believe it. Amen. And in these days of Noah, you will be like Noah. The Bible says, and Noah found grace. Yes. He was in the midst of it. Yes. But you find grace. Amen. In the midst of it. Stand to your feet. All right. Father, we thank you for the blessing of your holy word. Guide us, bless us, we thank you. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, we want to give your life to Jesus today. I want to pray with you. Pastor, help me. I want to know God. Maybe somebody invited you to church. I don't know, but I want to pray with you. Jesus is changing your life today. If you are here, you want to give your life to God, to Jesus today, I'm going to pray with you. If you are here like that, lift your hand up high. I want to give my heart to God today. Today I want to give my life to Jesus. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. I want to pray with you in front here. Come from wherever you are standing. Come. I want to give my life to Jesus. Come. Come, these are the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Come to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray. Let's say this prayer together, all of you who are here. Say with me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to God. Oh, pray this prayer. Say, Jesus. Say, Jesus. Hello. What I pray, pray it after me. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus, thank you for today. Please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. What a blessing for you today. All right. When we close, all of you who prayed this prayer, come to this side where they are waving their hands. It's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. And everyone can be seated. It's time for communion. Now, Holy Communion. Verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The cup of blessing which we bless. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the cup of blessing. Amen. Now, is it not the communion? The bread, is it not the communion? Now, one of the meanings of the word communion is fellowship. Okay? Now, verse 20. But I say, the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. Do you want to have fellowship with devils? You cannot drink, verse 21, the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partaker of the Lord's table and the table of devils. So tonight, today, we are not partaking of the table of devils. We are fellowshipping with the table of the Lord. Can you imagine if you are having a table with devils? Will you get something good? Can you imagine if you are drinking a cup of devils? That's why I said you should watch what we drink and what we eat. So this particular bread we are going to eat is going to be special for your life, because it is now going to be fellowship with God, not fellowship with devils. It's not a table of devils, but a table of the Lord. You cannot be partaker of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. So this is partaking of a table, a fellowship of the Lord, not of devils. Stand to your feet. This is the body of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for this privilege. We receive fellowship from the table of God, the table of the Lord. We interact with the table of the Lord. And we interact with the one who is at the table, the Lord Himself. Minister healing and long life into every person here today. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the body of the Lord Jesus. And now, the cup. The cup of communion is not a cup of devils. Wow. So it means that it can be a cup of spirits. This time we are receiving the cup of the Spirit of the Lord. Father, let a good spirit come into everybody as we receive the cup of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Thank you for this power that is given to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, the cup of blessing. lift your hands for your blessing. May you end this year well. Whatever Thanksgiving prayer you prayed today and you have laid at the cross, let it come to pass. Become and may you be a grateful person. Nice to be with. Nice to enjoy. Nice to have fellowship with. As you have partaken of the Lord's table, may you never partake of table of devils. Whatever table of devils you are sitting at, I break that table in Jesus' name. Whatever communion and fellowship you are having with the wrong parties, I curse that table and I break that table now in Jesus' name. Begin to have communion with the Lord, fellowship with the Lord, friendship with the Lord, healing from the Lord, blessings from the Lord, light from the Lord, help from the Lord. I see the Lord passing at the table to you something good that you need in your life. Receive something good from Jesus. Receive something you need from Jesus. Receive healing from Jesus. Receive life from Jesus. Receive blessings from Jesus. The table of the Lord. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise for what you have done today in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.